We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Another big thank you for the Horio Hunter. She's done it again.
We walk in the room this morning, and there's a cardboard box with her name on it.
You just know
Horio Hunter.
You know what's inside. Yeah, they actually deliver that. They don't care that you put Horio.
Yeah, I wonder if that does make anyone at the post office go,
I mean, do you think they just scan for zip codes and whatnot? They don't care who the sender is?
I guess so. I'm paranoid about that kind of thing.
Like, you're paranoid?
Well, for instance, I have a friend that sometimes goes to Colorado. All right. And that person will bring me back a little gummy from time to time, okay? So just recently, I texted.
Those friends are called, what's that term they use? It's been around for a while. Drug dealers.
No.
They're more mules.
That's legal now. It's legal in Colorado.
So they're smugglers.
Yeah, there you go.
I said ugly.
Smugglers blues.
Dirty word. It's a dirty word. But when I text this person needing a little something, you know, which I did recently, okay, I'll say, I'd love to buy a little candy. You know, I never say in text form.
Nothing on record.
Okay. I don't want to leave anything on record. I said, remember that candy you got me a few months ago? And that person will say, oh, you're lucky. I just happened to have a new box of candy.
I'll say, right.
So. Mm-hmm.
Now, does this person travel on ground or via the air?
I've never even asked. It's got to be ground.
Good, right? Smart. The less you know.
Exactly.
The less you can testify about it.
It has to be.
Yeah, because otherwise you taste butt.
That's right.
I guess that was my question. Does the candy taste of butt?
No. No. So I think.
As so many things are suitcased.
Right. No. So I think this is via the ground. Otherwise.
Okay. Ground transport.
It's got to be. But I've never asked. And the person's real, real nice. And I just text them occasionally.
Oh, most are.
Yeah. I just text them and I say, sure could use a little candy this weekend. And they'll say, oh, just got back.
Oh, going west again.
Mm-hmm. All I'll say.
They're going to stop at the candy store?
So years ago, a friend of mine was paying me for something, I don't know, via check. And in the note, you know, where it says memo, what this is for, he wrote drug deal. And when I got to the bank and tried to cash, I was like, oh, my God, trembling hands.
I mean,
of course, it wasn't a drug deal. He wrote that. And I just thought, golly, I guess they don't notice or care, you know.
Yeah, my mom would say that the memo line is more for you.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you get your check back in the olden days when they would mail them all back to
yes.
you.
Yes.
You think I'm going to leave a record of buying a little something like that? No, I am not. What I say is,
how do you transfer cash to this person?
Well, it's a cash transaction.
Drop
it in the mailbox and leave, and then they'll come by later.
Who else takes cash only? Drug dealers.
Yeah, Biggie's right on that.
That's a dirty word. That is such a dirty word. I would not. It's absolutely not that way. I just simply drop cash in an undisclosed location, and then later that person will text me with the cash sign, meaning I picked it up. The pickup has been made, or a thumbs up. The pickup has been
made. Your candy is ready.
Yeah, the candy has arrived. Well, the Horio Hunter said,
how's this person saved in your phone? Willy Wonka? The candy man?
Yeah. I cannot disclose any
candy
of those.
Candy man.
Ew, I can't say any of those things, obviously.
The Colorado candy man.
Obviously, I can't say anything like that. Very rare that I use this person.
But, who can take a gummy?
You know, but
stick it up his butt.
God, if you two were ever caught together, you'd be like every hooker and John that I've ever seen on every episode of Cops. Mm. How do you know each other? Mm. He's my uncle. He's your uncle?
Yeah.
But he doesn't know your last name?
No.
That would be you and him together in a car.
Or I just, you see them both breaking down in tears, fingering the other one.
He made me do it. He's the one. I just, you know, I'm going to see Jaws on the IMAX screen.
Yeah.
And I thought, I might need a little candy for this one. But now I'm thinking better of that because, you know, this, I think the cops are out in full force. It's a holiday weekend.
Well, you
can
still do it. I wouldn't want to drive.
But I don't trust Uber, and I don't understand Uber, and I don't like Uber. So.
And I've warned you, the city you're going to is my home city currently, and they love a checkpoint, especially around that area.
I'm just not getting caught checkpoint chicky. I just refuse to do that. So I got it. I'll keep it clean.
You going
to
take it straight?
I'm going to take it straight. Chris Demto, here's
where are you going, sir? Where are we all going? All right, pull over.
Where do you live?
I live in here. I live in my heart.
I live everywhere.
We're all molecules, man.
All right, pull over.
So, this is another. I think Chris Dem thinks once in a while he forgets just how isolated I am. Like today, I'm going to see Jaws tonight at the IMAX theater. And
it's a limited run in the big screen.
50-year anniversary of Jaws. I'm pretty excited about it. I really am looking forward to doing it. And Chris Dem says, yeah, Jessica saw it last night. She loved it in the IMAX theater. Now, everybody knows this woman, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
I have not a clue. I don't know who that is. Many times in past, Dave would do it. Biggie would do it. They'd be like, oh, so-and-so's coming. Like, oh. I don't know who they are.
No, never do.
You've actually met Jessica and shared a stage with her.
Couldn't tell you. I did not even know that. I've shared a stage with this woman and don't even know it.
That's right.
People bring her up to me all the time. They're like, Jessica's going to be there.
Oh, woo! She's the best.
No idea. Why? I sit at home. I am at home all the time.
You're in your bubble.
The very rare outing where I am going out tonight to see Jaws on the IMAX. I do have some candy, but I'm not going to partake because I'm going to take a strike.
Boy, no, I can't. I don't know. Your discipline is not the best.
But I
can't. You can be peer pressured, and I feel like I know who you're going with, and he may get to you.
He might.
Now, again, you two may end up teary-eyed on the side of the road, each blaming the other.
I can't do that. I cannot.
How quickly alliances crumble.
Is the Colorado Candyman part of the movie crew?
No.
He's in a different world.
Yeah, he's in a totally different world.
What if you had someone, could your wife take you to the theater?
And get a ride home?
And he take you home?
Well, maybe, but the right way to do it would be to Uber. I mean, that's really the way to do it. But I never, ever do that. I pride myself on never using Uber.
Mm-hmm. That's a weird pride.
But I pride myself on never doing
that. Well,
then
you know what? Mm. Good old-fashioned yellow cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible. Take your taxi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, an Uber would be hard ride home for you because you'd have to interact. Well, I mean, sometimes you don't.
Maybe. Sometimes you don't.
Mm. Yeah, but you'd end up with somebody chatty and you'd be high.
That's a word I don't use, you know.
What'd you see?
A movie.
Well, yeah. What movie did you see?
Jaws.
Jaws? Isn't that movie like 50 years old?
I saw it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's big.
I can't wait to see it on the big screen. You know, I was thinking about Jaws today. Almost no curse words in that movie. Very few. That come on down here and chum some of this bleep.
He says S, right?
Yeah, he says there. The S word, but... And I quit probably a time or two, but...
I don't remember lines with the cursing in it.
I don't think it has the F word in it at all. And I was just thinking about, I don't know why that occurred to me today, but I don't believe there's any very much. That one line, come on down here and chum some of this, bleep, and other than that, you don't hear it much. The Horio Hunter has brought in a couple of things today. She took it upon herself when Biggie said that Oreo was whoring themselves out to all these different products, and they've got a new Reese's / Oreo. It's a Reese's flavored Oreo. She's prided herself on finding all those. And she's sending a note today saying, I hunted far and wide, even to the upside down, to find these exotic cookies for you. She's talking about there the Chips Ahoy Stranger Things cookie, which Biggie has tried. You liked it?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't like it? It has a strawberry layer on it.
And you don't taste any of the strawberry. It's cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very cool.
Yeah, you bite into it. It has a red, you know, center if you know Stranger Things.
Yeah.
But the taste was... This is going to sound weird. The taste was fake.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it didn't taste. It just tasted kind of manufactured. And you didn't get any strawberry flavor of any kind. A lot of just fake chocolate flavor.
Even fake. I mean, you would think that you could... A chocolate-strawberry combo would be decent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not care for them.
Well, she also brought in the Oreo Reese's combo. I had two of those. They were good.
I don't know where she found that. That's impressive because that's the hard-to-find one.
Yep.
I'm with you. It tastes, and it does taste different than just a peanut butter chocolate Oreo.
Good. She did it.
Yeah.
The Oreo Hunter always.
She's amazing.
Always does well like that.